Now, don't go away, because next on CBS Radio's Comedy Time are those two zany characters of many characters, Bob and Ray. And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Hi, everybody, and very happy Thanksgiving to you all. I think congratulations will be in order to Mary McGoon, who shared probably one of the nicest Thanksgiving dinners that I've ever enjoyed.
Oh, am I ever full. Thank you. All of the cast here, Mary, they really enjoyed it. You've been busy for days, I know, baking pies and about
all the pie, and the pumpkin pie, and the mince pie, and the apple pie.
And potatoes, and stuffing,
turkey sauce, onions, cream style, squash, celery, and olives, and hot rolls, butter, or
plum pudding. Plum pudding we had,
and a lot of booze.
And it was really a wonderful day. We spent the whole day here in the studio, and half the cast was sound asleep.
And I think right here, Bob, it'd be a nice time, maybe you and myself, to take an inventory of all the things we've got to be thankful for today. One thing is that we didn't get a driving ticket coming in. I was delighted at that. So is the Cyril here.
We have a little heat in the studio today, which is a change. Although it seems to be getting warmer and warmer.
There's a roaring fire in the fireplace. You never had a fireplace there, didn't
you? They put that in for this Thanksgiving.
Is that a fireplace?
No, it isn't. It's the air conditioner.
Well, better call the emergency downstairs. Tell them that the wires have been crossed somehow.
And we want to keep a little promise we made to you, two or three days ago.
Right.
About having
it. Mr. Grain and come and get it, Dave.
I have a down pat.
Well, let's
have the musicians play for me, Bob. I'd be delighted
all
to
right.
Well, the only day I want to sing it.
We can combine the two things. Ray has promised to do great come and get it day, and we promised some rock and roll music. So we have a group called the Pinochles here, and they're going to give you the
right left bar. I think you ought to explain how they came by this name. They had gone through their deck of cards, and they realized that the aces had been used, and the jacks, and the clubs, and the diamonds, and all.
Yeah.
So the only thing left was a pinochle deck. So they decided to call themselves the Pinochles.
Well, we still could have the canasters sometime, I guess.
I think they're on the road, Bob.
They're playing now. Well, here they are anyway to back you up, Ray, in great...
Back me up?
No.
Only with a orchestral accompaniment.
Oh, well, then we'll have to put that off. That'll be another promise.
Well, I'm afraid you'll never hear me sing it in that case.
But here anyway are the Pinochles with their latest hit record.
Just a taste of that rock and roll rhythm sweeping the country, and we hope that that segment of our audience who have requested a little more rock and roll are satisfied with that.
So that little more of that mince pie.
You know it, Dad. Help yourself.
Okay.
Wally Ballou, fortunately for himself, we had a phone call from Hullabaloo, his wife, this morning, and she was fit to be tired that we had sent Wally off on a holiday, particularly Thanksgiving, but you know, to us, this is just another working day. And to Wally, it's just another day for him to plod, trying to scrape up a dollar.
Well, not only was Hullah upset, but his little boy, I believe, was pretty mad, too.
Oh, well, poor little fella. But we told Wally that he can have off next Tuesday to make up for it.
So they're going to have that big dinner then.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, then Wally Ballou is standing by, rather icily, up in Herkimer, New York, with the good Professor Gargan. Come in, please, Wally Ballou.
Herkimer, New York. This is Radio's Wally Ballou speaking from the launching site of Professor Gargan's moon rocket, which you've heard so much about via this program, and which within the next few minutes will be taking off on the professor's first serious attempt to reach the moon. It's cold here. Chilly is probably the best word for it. There are a few birds still staying in the environs that do to take off for the south. I believe they just did leave for the south while I was speaking there.
Professor, you're all set now, are you, to take off as promised for the booth?
Yes. Yes. I think, Wally, that there are several things that I should like to list here for your listeners, some changes that I've made in my plans. I have been, my imagination has been just tickled by what's been going on down at Wallops Island, Virginia, where they're setting up these sodium clouds.
Yes, yes.
Well, you have no idea how that tickled my risibilities. So I went back into my library and took out some books to see what I could do along that line on my way to the moon.
In other words, so people could see you as you blazed the trail through the skies toward the moon. Right?
Well, what they were doing at Wallops Island, for those of you who haven't noticed, they've been sending up a sort of a bomb, a sodium bomb that would explode about 150 miles up. In this way, they had hoped to determine, which way the wind was blowing.
Uh-huh. Well, now, how have you managed to come close to that feat? Have you got a...
What I want to do on the way to the moon is to take time out on my trip at about maybe that height or less and to release a powdered mashed potato.
Well, now, what can you possibly expect to achieve by doing this?
What I think we'll do, if I drop this powdered mashed potato into, say, a cloud filled with water or snow, then the prevailing winds will whip this up into a huge cloud. Picture this, if you will. A huge cloud of fluffy mashed potatoes over the entire eastern part of the United States.
Much of the matter of a heavy snowfall.
Well, I don't know if it ever really fall. Maybe just kind of float around up there forever.
Hang around, have kind of mashed potato clouds.
Could blow over to Europe eventually with the prevailing winds and the rotation of the Earth being considered.
Well, of course, that's all.
Thanks. Want a little hard fighter?
No, thanks, Professor. We've got a lot to do here, and I'd prefer to keep right to business.
All right.
Now, any more technical stuff we should know before you...
I heard a scientist on the radio the other day explain how jets work. He said it was much like a balloon if you let the air out of the balloon suddenly. That the air coming out would force the balloon in the opposite direction, in which the air was escaping from the balloon.
Stands to reason, yes.
I thought that'd be a terrific idea if I could get a big enough balloon. So I'm going to use their example to get myself off the ground. Now, I have this big balloon here, see?
Yes.
It's a Kiva shoe store.
Uh-huh. Better do a little advertising on the way.
Yes. They have a lovely...
Shall we say goodbye to you now, or will we be seeing you again? Well, that would be...
Say goodbye to me now.
You're taking off now.
Yes.
All right. Well, goodbye, Professor.
Goodbye, Wally.
Hope you make the trip successfully, and we'll be watching for your mashed potato
cloud
there. Now we... Well, the balloon is...
A few things.
By George, it didn't take off, Professor.
Just moved about 12 leaves right here opposite my machine.
Perhaps you need a bigger balloon or something with more power behind it.
Maybe a smaller rocket.
That might be the answer.
How about some hard cider?
Maybe I would. A little bit. This is Wally Ballou returning you unsuccessfully to Barbara Day in New York.
Well, you returned it quite successfully.
Turned out, Wally, and thank you again.
Well, that's
just one frustration after another with poor Groggins.
Well, I think that's the story of science. I gotta do. Now then, we have this word from a dear subscriber.
Bonjour, I am Jacques Leroy, expert on this stereophonic phonograph. I will now clear up this whole subject. S'il vous plaît, listen to ordinary stereo. A girl crossing the street. Eh bien, now on Columbia Stereo 1. Oh, that was a pretty girl crossing the street. Quelle différence! The fantastic Columbia Stereo 1 phonograph gives you all the realism and excitement of a live performance. What in a moment, mademoiselle. Oh, la la. Oh, pardon. You see, only Columbia has exclusive stereo projection. Not just a few separated speakers, I know, but multiple speakers that send interlocking circles of sound through every inch of the room. See the Columbia phonograph man to tweet. Columbia Stereo 1 portable starts at $39.95, cancels from $129.95. Attendez, ma chérie! Wait for me! ¶¶
feature of the Bob and Ray Show. We bring you another episode of One Fellow Family. Today's episode, entitled Everyone's Home for Thanksgiving, is taken from book BMCLI, Chapter IX, page 114. It's Thanksgiving Day as we look in on Mother and Father. They're standing in the kitchen preparing the huge Thanksgiving dinner.
So, Sandy, you've gone through a great deal of work in getting this meal ready.
Huh?
I say you've gone through a great deal of trouble to get a delicious dinner ready.
Well, I'm so excited at the thought of all the children coming home for Thanksgiving.
We heard for most of them last week. There's a first one now.
Hello,
which one is it, Sandy? It's a telegram.
Oh.
Not one of the children, eh? Who's it from, Sandy?
It's from Claudine.
What did she say?
Said I have been unavoidably detained in Tiffin and would be unable to join you for the holidays.
That's too bad. I look forward to seeing Claudine. Well, the rest of them will be here soon anyway.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's
been so long since we've seen Claudine.
Yes, I'm going to take some stuffing, baby.
What's it say?
Delicious.
I wonder who that could be.
Well, let me get it this time. Probably Pauline or Nadine arriving. Yes. Another telegram, Freddy.
Dear, don't suppose it's another.
Oh, it's from the twins, Marlene and Darlene.
And they're what? They're coming?
No, they can't make it. So they've been unavoidably detained.
Oh, and how'd their love to...
That could be somebody.
Hello, welcome home.
Telegram from Christine.
Who is it,
Fanny? Telegram from Christine. Says that I will be here 30 days and would be unable to join you for the holidays.
It's too bad. Well, it looks as if we're going to have the
rest. Wait a minute. There's still at the door.
Maybe it's Pauline.
Paul, remember me, your boy, and now Western Union caller.
Well, won't you come in and have Thanksgiving dinner with us?
You have been listening to One Fellow's Family, a sustaining feature of the Bob and Ray Show. Today's episode, entitled Everyone's Home for Thanksgiving, was taken from book VMCLI, Chapter IX, page 114. One Fellow's Family is written and produced by T. Wilson Messy. This is a Messy production.
Good.
Well, look, we're just about to the end of our rope for today, and our Thanksgiving annual Thanksgiving program is coming to an end. There's a little bit more, though, and we'll have an unusual sound for you in just 10 seconds.
Regularly reminding you now that here's that sound.
Good.
And look, another thing. If we've heard anybody today, we're sorry about it, boss.
And until tomorrow, this is Bob Elliott reminding you to write if you get work.
And hang by your thumbs, too, please. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, nails in and girls in Sunday on the CBS Radio Network.